Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for a review of the news. The Queen Elizabeth has died. Queen Elizabeth has died at Balmoral at the age of 96. Her children rushed to her bed as she was dying. The last time she was seen was when she officialized the turning into a prime minister of Liz Truss 2 days ago, where she seemed to be doing fine, but at 96 years old, you are holding to life by a tight thread, and she is now dead. There is days of mourning, and people are going to change everything in black, apparently. Google was totally black and white. I don't know. I do not respect the Queen enough to do anything of the kind, so I'm wearing my usual dark gray. But it's not in the honor of the Queen. I do not care about the monarchic system. You know, Way of the World was pointing out that she has been supervising the UK while the entire white population was replaced by immigration, and she didn't say a word about it. So what is the function of this Queen other than to confirm the globalist domination of the UK by external agents? And she's just doing a symbolic role as far as the government goes, doesn't do much, and she sits on her wealth, and it leads to a whole family of just rich people living whose job it is to live in some luxurious palace and do some photo ops whenever they have to. So no function to this thing. They should just sit on their wealth privately, in my view, and eventually it gets diluted and they would become the normal people that they should be. And on top of it, you have the latest scandals. There was the prince who left with Meghan to Canada because they didn't like the authoritarian, maybe she didn't like the authoritarian lifestyle of the family and the control that the family had. Spindly Opinion says Meghan will find a way to make this about racism. But apparently it will be the replacement to the Queen will not be a trans black basketball athlete. It will be Prince Harry. Prince Charles, that's if I understand correctly. Not that I care about any of this. Dino Logovich says the rest of the royalty made her look very good. Yeah, it's not a bunch of elites in any sense, you know. It's people who, one of them fell for the whole Jeffrey Epstein prostitution ring, and others are leaving. It doesn't look like a very enjoyable place to be. Captain Smith says, yes, Charles III, King Charles III. Yeah, so we're going to have a king, a white male. I don't know if the left will take issue with this, but they have turned towards such kneeling in front of the institutions. I think they're just going to love King Charles just for maintaining one more institution, because the theme of the left right now is the institution of science, the institution of democracy. You don't touch this. You don't touch any of this. And so I think they will have, we will have some positive coverage of the royal stuff in the leftist media. Valet says, was she really a blood-drinking space lizard? I do not know. I do not have that kind of investigative power. Yesterday, someone asked me to comment on a study, and I initially mistaken the study for another, so I thought I knew about it, but it turns out this one, I knew about it. But I discarded this study because I had read it diagonally, and I had concluded that it wasn't a serious study. But since someone yesterday sent a super chat asking about it, now I've read the whole thing. And yes, I deny the validity of this study It is a study that's been circulating a lot in anti-vax circles. Now, I am totally for combating the medical fascism that we've seen rise, but I will not lower my standard because a study says something that I want to hear. So at some point, we have to hold ourselves even to a higher standard because we need to have the best arguments against the vax. That is not the best argument. That is absolute crap. I totally deny the validity of this study, and here's why. So first, the study is not written in a scientific style. It has been written by anti-vax activists, and there are places in the study where they say the so-called experimental injection that they call a vaccine is no, you don't write like this in a scientific study. Now, it may be a point of detail because it's a point of form, but it tells me as the reader, okay, these people were not approaching this with the objectivity that I would expect. They were looking for something. They were looking for the vax to be bad. That's the first thing. Now, it's a problem of form, but it's a major problem. I've never seen a paper like this formatted in the form of a scientific paper, but with that kind of absolutely unscientific phrasing. Even if you're not objective, it's okay to have a preference in science, and it's okay to have, to hold dear to a given theory and to want the experiment to give some result. But you have to show me in your writing that you're able to detach from this. If you're not able to detach in your writing, I will assume you're also not able to detach from it in your experimental conclusions. So major weaknesses of this study. So they say they have looked at the blood of 1,006 symptomatic subjects after inoculation with the mRNA injection, and 948 of them showed aggregation of erythrocytes and the presence of particles of various shapes and sizes of unclear origin. The problem here is there's no control group. There's not a fit control group. They went to look into the blood of those people who suffer from effects, from side effects after the vax. You want to compare this to what? Well, they compare this to 12 different subjects for whom they had the blood samples before the test. That is not an appropriate control group. Because when you go at random in a population and you just pick something like, let's say your criteria for picking them is they have experienced some health trouble in the 2 last weeks. You're gonna have a certain percentage of these people who will show all sorts of abnormal findings that are not related to the health issue that you initially know about them. So, for example, let's say someone goes to the doctor to get blood pressure medication. Now, if you take 1,000 people like this, you're going to end up finding that, hey, I have a higher rate in this population of blood issues, valve issues in the heart, cancer in the brain. Why is it? Well, it's because when your health starts deteriorating, it deteriorates in multiple dimensions. So a fit control group would be, let's take 1,000 people to compare them to these people, but let's select people who have some health issue, but some health issue that is unrelated to the vax. And then you would have a basis for comparison. That would be hard to do, actually, but you would start to have something. Here we have zero control group. Furthermore, the study reports only 4 of the 1,000 cases, and they report them as clinical cases. And they say, believe us, the 948 others are just like them. That's not enough. You need to tell me what is the method by which you've decided this is abnormal blood, this is normal blood. What were the threshold that would lead you to say it's abnormal? You have to tell me that a student has been going through the 1,000 different subjects and has classified them blindly. We don't have any of this. So if it's not been classified blindly, it means that the researcher's bias could show up in, oh, well, this is abnormal blood, but it's not so abnormal, you see. So the study is not built to come to a serious result. Now, I will still show you the claims of the study. They claim that basically this is normal blood, and this is the blood after the vax when you suffer from side effects of the vax. So you can see the blood cells kind of aggregating, sticking to each other. The shape of it is less defined. Now, what amount of this is an artifact of microscopy? What amount of this is an artifact of the poor lack of control and the fact that they have selected people who suffered from something? Hard to tell for me. I'm not going to believe that the vax gives you, like, it wrecks your blood systematically. So, and I'm left without a proper control group. I'm left, okay, this is two pictures. What can I drag from it? Not much. They say, oh, there was these giant tubular structures. You're gonna tell me that the blood of people with a vax of like let's just think about the sizes of what we're talking about here. People get injected with a little vial of a couple of milliliters of the vax. Months later, you take a single drop of blood from an area of their body that wasn't vaxed, and you're gonna tell me that the vax induced this, like the vax induced basically glass shards in your body or whatever that is. I mean, they speculate about carbonite or whatever that is. I mean, whatever that is. Okay, it's an abnormal finding in the microscope. How much of these would you find if you had selected your control group properly? Maybe that you'd find 948. Maybe most people who suffer from some health issue, it shows in the blood in the form of some fibers appearing. We don't know. So I can't drag a conclusion on this. I find it extremely unlikely that the vax would change your entire blood and your entire body and create these fibers all across the body. I mean, if it's true, it's big if true, big if true. But you can't say that it's true based on this study because you don't have a control group. Then they zoom on this tubular structure found in the blood. More pictures of these aggregates, tubular structures, and more pictures of another subject where there was aggregation of the erythrocytes. I see what they mean. I see the aggregation. But you're talking about people who have been suffering from something. So maybe it's a vax side effect, maybe not. I would need to have a proper control group to say. Case number two, same things. Finding, I mean, you have a random drop of blood coming from the body, and you have these structures. It's questionable to me. Another aggregate here, tubular aggregate. Little sword-like aggregate here. I don't know if it's per random from the microscopy deposit. You know, you have to deposit the blood on a little glass lamelle, as we call them in French. So when you deposit it, it can deposit in a certain shape, and it's not necessarily reflective of what was happening in the blood. Tubular structures that they claim happened due to the vax. More aggregates and tubular structures, crystalline aggregation, erythrocyte aggregation, tubular structure, some aggregation combined with erythrocyte aggregation. So I can't give any credence to this article. It doesn't seem real to me. It seems like it was a study that was taken with a goal, and the goal of showing just how bad the vaccine is. The methods have been selected to inevitably give the result that the researchers wanted. This is not a scientific study. I discard it, and I'm very anti-vax. I would love to have serious studies showing what is the real danger of these vax, but this is not it. Quite. Sends $30. Thank you so much. He says, Jeff, years ago during the public space days, 2018, 2019, you interacted with a guy whose daughter got vaccinated and then became disabled for life. He tried to talk to the CBC about it. It was pre-COVID. Do you remember the details or what episode number of TPS it was? Oh my God. Wow. Was this a situation where the main subject of my interview with him was family courts? Pre-COVID, right? Because post-COVID, I'm certain that I did not talk to a man like this. But pre-COVID, we may have talked to someone who got wrecked in the family courts and stuff like this. And I have two episodes in mind, but their title, if it is family court related, I remember that in the title, there was either the word father or daughter. Maybe both. So that would be a way to find it. If you want, I'll give it a check tonight. Mama JF has her archive that she backed up from all of the BitChute channel. We don't have all episodes, but almost all. And I can do a control F in it. So let me look at this tonight and contact me on Discord DM if you'd like me to send you a link, or maybe on the next show I can talk about it. Charlie Cox says, was watching JF's debate on the Crucible just now before he went live. Off topic, but presuppositionists just seem retarded to me. Maybe I am. Who knows? Lol. Oh no, the presuppositionalists are very annoying. They want to impose some of their principles on you, and they don't quite understand that it's not because you can imagine a principle underlying my beliefs that I adhere to this principle. That's a fallacy that should be named. There is maybe 1,000 ways to get to my belief. You found one. You're trying to impose that one way to me. Maybe I have other motivations for speaking. Maybe I don't speak, I speak more like a human, less like a rationalist philosopher. Maybe my words don't mean the same thing in my head as they mean in yours. They don't consider these questions. They think that there is only one path that leads to rational engagement and that they can only be right. But that's their whole assumption in the end, not surprising. Dead Star says in a super chat, all the stories have been told of kings and days of old. But there's no England now. All the wars that were won and lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies were told. All the lies of the people running around. Their castles have burned. Strong statement by Dead Star here. If you would like to support the show, like what? And Dead Star, you can use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. If you'd like to send a Odyssey super chat, make sure you add a payment method to your account. Charlie Cox says, what annoyed me was how they would tell you, yeah, but that's circular. Their whole position and worldview is circular. They even admit it. Exactly, which is why I did say at some point in the debate, if we were to examine you guys' beliefs by your standard, we would end up concluding that you're wrong. It's like, oh, it's a story. And Richard Spencer properly pointed out that you guys are Christians. Your entire religion is based on a story. John Drake says, I wonder how many people in the chat have been vaccinated. It's got to be lower than the public at large, I hope. I had done a an Odyssey entropy survey at some point. There was like 40 to 50% of the people vaccinated in the chat back then. Maggie Bakradze, the first nurse to receive AstraZeneca vaccine in 2021, died 24 hours later. So this nurse that was speaking to the cameras and saying it's important that everyone gets the vaccine, it wasn't revealed until then. But she was the one who got the first vaccine as a nurse, and she died 24 hours later. They never told us. And this is where you enter the field of absolute deception by the health authorities. If you're going to show me promotional videos to show the safety of the vaccine, you have an obligation to update me about what happened to the person. Because as a consumer of media, I may have watched this video and then written, "Oh my God, it's safe." No, you have an obligation to be honest here. And you have an obligation to make a public announcement that says, "Hey, by the way, when we were claiming that the vaccine was safe yesterday, the nurse that we used to demonstrate this ended up dying. She died of anaphylactic shock." You can't make this up. There's one nurse that lost consciousness when they jabbed her, and this one died within 24 hours. We never get to know, we never hear about these people. People are saying, "Is this true?" Well, for now, it's a report at Gateway Pundit. I mean, is Gateway Pundit lying? Vaccine victims has been reporting on their Twitter. Maggie Bakradze, one of the first nurses who received the COVID vaccine on television, is now dead, and it's a video on Rumble. How can I verify this? It's not like I can call CNN. They're never going to tell me. Maybe I can Google fact checks. Maggie back bracket Z fact check. I don't see any fact check. I see actually reports indicating that there are lawsuits. Late nurse Maggie Bakradze's case, health workers charged. And that was from April 2021. The Office of the Prosecutor General of Georgia has submitted formal charges against Emedi Clinic doctor, known only as BL and VI, as well as the nurse identified as TG. They have been accused of providing investigators with false information. According to the statement, following vaccination at the Akal Sikhe Imedi Clinic, the nurse's health condition deteriorated, and after provided with medical assistance, she was transported to the university clinic where she died on March 19th. Ah, so that seems to be another source. So another source confirming her death, and I guess there wouldn't be a lawsuit and an investigation if she hadn't died. White sends $11. He says, "Jeff, you're missing episodes on your archive. I thought one day you were gonna torrent them so they live online forever. If you're missing episodes, let me know. I have many of them, but not all." All right, well, contact me by email or Discord DM, and we can exchange our list. And I think Mama JF was interested at talking to someone who would have backed up a lot because she's missing a handful of them. So maybe we can trade Pogs. We can trade Magic the Gathering's card. Do you have TPS number 7? I will exchange it to you against TPS 52. That would be absolutely based trading. Memphis mayor blasts Facebook streaming mass killer early release. Four of our fellow citizens would still be alive. We have another case in Memphis, Tennessee, of a killer, a black man who goes on a killing spree or a murder. And this guy is a killing spree. And he was also just like the guy who ended up killing Elizabeth, the teacher, Elizabeth Fletcher. He was also released early. So he was in June 2020, he was arrested on charges of attempted first degree murder. He tried to kill someone. He failed. Now he pled down his stuff with the prosecution because he hadn't succeeded at doing the murder, but it's like it's out of chance. He wanted to kill. But he was successful at pleading down to reckless endangerment and aggravated assault. Now, he got 3 years for this, and he started serving in 2020, so he should be in jail up to 2023. But he was released this March 16th after serving just 11 months. So he served one third of his sentence. So it all starts with, oh, this guy tried to murder someone. Oh, but it's not a murder because the person isn't dead. Oh, well, it's reckless endangerment then. Oh, well, you get 3 years only because it's just reckless endangerment. And oh, well, you have good behavior. Well, you get only 11 months. So we went from a murder to 11 months in jail. And that's what the system does. And now he went on a killing spree, live streamed on Facebook. Unfortunately for the intelligence community, he wasn't an alt-righter, wasn't a neo-Nazi. Yet one more non-neo-Nazi going out there and using Facebook live streams to live stream his killing. I saw the videos. I will not play them because they are rough videos. But he basically is he's driving around in car, just going on a random AutoZone. Why is it always AutoZone? Anyways, it always ends at an AutoZone or a Target. It's like you can tell about the community these people live in from just this fact. So he opens the door of an AutoZone, starts shooting a guy randomly. Long Live says AutoZone is alt-right. I didn't know they have a right-wing position. I didn't know. And apparently he went to a gas station, shot people from his car, just random killings, a total of 4 people dead, many people injured, and now he's been captured. That is it. That is the story, and it's all avoidable. We've said it in Elizabeth Fletcher's case. Her death was absolutely avoidable. We're not even talking about law and order and restoring big punishment. We're just talking about applying the current punishment. When the judge says 3 years, just keep him 3 years. It's not that there won't be crimes in 3 years, but at least we would save the crimes that he was going to commit today. We would have saved ourselves 2 years of potential crime if he had stayed 2 more years in jail. Unfortunately, the legal system has gone astray, and there's nothing we seem to be able to do. Hopefully, the normies get pissed at some point because a woman has commented on a recent Elizabeth Fletcher show that I did, and she was saying that she looked into living into Memphis, Tennessee, and then she looked at the crime rate, she looked at the demographics. And I didn't know, but it seems that Memphis is becoming basically a Chicago style Wild West of criminality. I didn't know, but she turned out to refuse the offer of going to Memphis, Tennessee, and she decided to move elsewhere. You have to basically keep up to date because there's more and more cities of the US where this happens. Code exempts. Says when playing GTA with friends, we always implemented an emergency vehicles only rule to speed up the passing of the paddle. Okay, you guys are comparing the GTA game to what's happening in reality. I see. Someone shared this article with me on the Discord, the Gene Gun. was saying, Jeff, were you aware that this is how we introduce DNA in cells when we want to make experiments? I knew a little bit about the technique and I had heard about the gene gun, but I didn't know the whole functioning. So apparently they tie the DNA that they want to enter in the cell with metal ions. So little balls of metal. And then they shoot electricity to make the metal have some impact and to give it a speed so that it enters the nuclei. I thought they were doing this with pipettes. And I think there's definitely methods with pipettes, but I hadn't heard about this method of basically making a micro projectile with metal particles. That's fascinating. Now he was asking, could we make a gene gun that would explode basically and spread its genes into the population where it explodes? In principle, I mean, what I said to him is, well, this gene gun already exists. It's called, it, they just call it a vaccine. Of course, the vaccine doesn't introduce DNA genes. It introduces RNA genes, but yeah, you basically it wouldn't be worth making an explosive of that because ultimately there are flying vaccines. So if you were to target a population, it wouldn't be worth making it an explosive. On top of it, you have the problem of skin penetration. These techniques are good if you have the cell that you want to inject in a very prepared solution. But piercing the skin with these things would be hard, and then getting to the right cells would be extremely hard. So you would lose most of your projectiles to nothing. There are much more efficient ways if you wanted to target a population with forced genetic modification. You would use basically the flying vaccine method, like a gas that just contains all sorts of particles that eventually enter your body. White. Since $11, he says, on a previous show this week, Mama JF talked about mustard seeds in the Bible. I know from my father, who used to be a farmer and grew up with the Bible, that the Bible does give good farming advice, like let your field sit every 7th year. So Mama JF might be right. Well, that is awesome. I'm sure she is happy to hear this. All right, come together to support Charles as he becomes king, Truss urges Brit. It's amazing how much the monarchist tradition grabs people that you wouldn't expect to be affected by this. Like I was checking the Telegram of Millennial Woes, and you know when I Millennial Woes, I expect him to be a radical, to be kind of against society, but like I look at his Telegram and it's like, oh my God, we are all hurting that the Queen has died. Maybe some people don't like her, but her institution is important. What? Is this Millennial Woes, really? Yes, it is. That's just it has an effect on the English brain, this monarchy. They kind of like it, no matter where they stand politically. I'm sneezing. This is a political hit job. Steve Bannon surrenders to court in New York over fresh charges. Steve Bannon has surrendered. This is so unjust because there was a federal case against him. It was pardoned, but then the states, they have the right to ignore pardons. And so you have the state of New York going after him. Now, to be honest, I mean, it's unjust because it's political persecution. But I think he may have committed a crime. I think he may have fooled people because he made this whole, he promoted this whole build our own wall kind of thing under Trump. and he gathered a lot of money from it. And I don't know. It doesn't seem that a wall has been built. So it's kind of scammy what has happened. But it's the kind of scams that attorney generals will only prosecute based on the fact that they don't like him politically. And it's not random that this is happening in New York. It's happening because we have an activist there, activist prosecutor, wanting to go after Trump associates. So all in all, it's very dangerous when you get into the raising money for something, business, because you may fail. And you may fail due to honest reasons, but then the government may see different. They may not think that you've been honest in your failings, and they may think that you've induced your own failing to get away with the money. Which is why I only do super chats and Patreon funding, because I explicitly, basically, I'm letting you guys know, you can fund me. I will go on doing a show. The show is all that I promised, and I'll try to be here basically on an everyday basis. But don't expect political realizations from the money you send me. The money you send me serves to feed myself and my family, and I give no more promise than this. That's the good stance, because then the Canadian government doesn't have much to grab in terms of, oh, he deceived this audience. But there may not be a single person who feels that they've been ripped off by Steve Bannon. And yet the government comes in and decides, well, we will decide that they've been ripped off. That's a problem, and a big problem in our society, victimless crime. We need to include it in the Constitution that no crimes should exist where there is no victim. Police arrest county official in reporter's stabbing death. There was a bizarre story that came out where a journalist was killed in Las Vegas, and it was a small journal, and I was like, what was he investigating? Turns out the guy who killed him is believed to be a Democrat politician from the Clark County Public Administrator, Robert Telles. He was arrested on suspicion of murder Wednesday. Apparently, the journalist made a bad article about him. He didn't like it. He went to kill the journalist. I mean, this gives you the idea of the political context in which we are. We are basically in a kind of civil war-ish moment where killing politicians, killing journalists because you don't like them, because they've been negative toward your side, is a possibility. I cannot believe we're there. There is progress in the whole social media censorship lawsuit. Judge orders Fauci and other top officials like Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to produce all records related to their communications with social media. That's the whole question launched by the states of Louisiana and Missouri on whether the White House is coordinating to determine who gets censored, what can be said on social media, because that would be definitely a violation of the First Amendment. And now we will have all of the info. I can't wait to see whose agents and whose staff is directly communicating with social media, because the reason people like me end up banned is nothing else than intelligence community intervening and White House intervening. It's no random that it's all they spot the dissidents and they find a reason to ban us, and it's certainly what happened. John Drake says, did you see what dude was dressed like when he allegedly committed the murder? Check it out. Hilarious. I didn't know about this. Robert Telles Dress. Murder. I'm kind of afraid of what we may find. I'm not seeing anything on the Fox News article. Robert Teles, five fast facts. Maybe heavy.com will tell us something. Oh, there he is. The suspect in German's murder was caught on video near the scene wearing a reflective orange shirt. Ah, so that's a politician dressed. So the kind of thinking that leads to this kind of dressing is, okay, I need to dress like a man of the people. So I will have my straw hat. I will have my security orange suit. I will look like some kind of worker. This guy is headed toward committing a murder. Well, that makes you think. I mean, in terms of recognizing a murderer that comes for you, I will be watching out for the straw hat and and the orange suit. It's like my first reaction would be, "Oh, this guy is bizarre." Now my reaction will be, "This guy may be here to kill me." We had a discussion with James on the Discord about the oil reserves of the US because we were trying to guess when will this come to an end, because the price is artificially being held relatively low, I mean lower than it was. But that's because Biden is letting reserves be drained from the strategic US reserve. And it was my impression that it was coming to an end soon because I had seen this graph and I was like, whoa, it went down vertically and super fast. It can't go down constantly. At some point, we're going to reach the bottom of this. But James was telling me, no, we still have plenty of reserves. Joe Biden is releasing 1 million barrel per day, and there's still 465 million barrels left, which would basically mean that we would have more than a year at the current release rate. I didn't know this, but I realize it's true. Here they say that he's releasing 1 million barrel per day. So the reserve will not be exhausted. It could continue at the current rate, down, 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 for up to 2023. Sometime in 2023. Of course, we don't. I'm sure that the White House doesn't want to reach total zero in the strategic reserves. And it should be noted that in September, right now, there's an expiration of the order because Biden had ordered 6 months starting in March. So basically, we're now in September. So now would be the moment where either Biden has to reorder a continued release for more months, or the artificial effect on the price of gasoline will expire. Our guess on the Discord, based on our discussion, is that Biden will probably reorder further drainage of the reserve because the elections are coming, and you wouldn't want to have a big gasoline price rise just before the election. There's a big problem with Amazon reviews and books, and I've been targeted by this. I can see that there are people who give negative reviews on my book and they haven't bought it. So they're really just there to lower your number of stars on the reviews, you know? And Andrew Tarba is being targeted. So someone named Brendan Schultz, garbage, a total waste of time. And he cannot have read the book because the book has not been published yet. It's going to be published tomorrow. So that may be the book I review on tomorrow's show, Christian Nationalism by Andrew Tarba. But Amazon has to find a way to stop these fake reviews. It should be evident that someone who reviews on the very day before it's published cannot be honest. at least, at the very least. I think that they should basically just block the reviews, especially for books. They should block reviews to only those people who have bought it, and they should analyze the behavior of the person across many books to see if they're honest or if they just target right-wingers to lower their scores. Deadstar sends a super chat. He says, "Hey, you missed my last chat. Will Odyssey let you increase the super chat character limit? It's too short. Anyways, the true monarch of that godforsaken island is Lord Rothschild and his minions, the banks. HSBC, Barclays, Lloyds, NatWest. The true monarch." Oh, yeah, I agree that they are fake monarchs. I fully agree with this. And I'm sorry that I missed your last super chat. Let me see if there was different content in it. Okay, so you are saying she can rest in shit, the globalist pig. She did not rule over people, but was instead ruled over by banks. She oversaw the desecration of a beautiful people and a beautiful way of life without lifting a single finger. Okay, I agree with this statement. Now, as far as your question concerning Odyssey, I don't have control over the character limit. Not that I know, at least. And I don't think it's a good thing that this could change, because at some point you reach the point where you could spam the chat by sending a couple of cents. And I wouldn't want this. So I guess the alternative is, anyways, if you have a long point that you want to make, you send it to me in Discord DM for free, and then you send a little super chat that says, "JF, go check your Discord DMs." Or you can use Entropy and use the free question section where you can add further links or comments. Glow in the Dark says, "What is better? Two okay girls at the same time or one high quality girl?" What kind of degenerate crap question is this? Why would you want two girls? All you need is one girl. You're going to make the maximum amount of babies with her. So yes, a single high quality girl is better than two girls. What is this question? Yeah. You're watching JFG tonight and you're thinking about threesomes? How does that happen? What led you here exactly? Have I ever done anything to attract threesome enjoyers on this show? I thought we were building something exceptional here. I thought that the people of this chat were high quality people. Thomas Howard says, "I'd like an unbiased perspective on the following question. Christian nationalism versus TRP. Which book has greater hope for saving our civilization?" Well, I mean, I don't think that Christian nationalism seeks to save our civilization. It seeks to save people from not believing in Jesus and their souls burning in hell because of that. But that is just not true. So PRP is the only book that seeks to address something that's actually happening in real life. If you think that their souls will be drained because they don't accept Jesus Christ in their heart, then you're in another world. So the answer to your question would have to be TRP. Blinken and surprise visit to Kiev unveils 2 billion more aid amid successful counteroffensive. It's more than once a week that we're like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna give more money and successful counteroffensive." What the fuck are you talking about? There has not been a progress over territorial control by Ukraine in any way. It's unbelievable. Those are just press releases to justify sending more money. Disney's Bob Iger abandoned the 2016 Twitter deal over a substantial number of bots, Elon Musk got a huge boost from former Disney CEO Bob Iger, who revealed he backed out of a 2016 deal to purchase Twitter because a substantial portion of the social media platform's users were not real. That is something that, of course, Elon Musk will enjoy because it's going to give him more arguments in his court case. But the court case relies on whether the signature of Elon Musk on this contract was binding him to accept whatever amount of bots there are. So it still boils down to the same. Thomas Howard says, wouldn't the deep fate of a Christian nation be an inoculation against the AI-based transhumanism required for TRP? I think there is merit to my question on this basis. Oh, well, you can argue that the best way to fight TRP is by convincing people of some religion that will make them resist against genetic modification. I would accept this argument, but then you're not going to find that the Book of Andrew Torba is tactical resistance to genetic modification. You're still going to need my book to understand what you're resisting. It appears that Ukraine planned to use UN-appointed international nuclear experts as a tool for blackmail. The scheme failed. The world is once again on the brink of a nuclear disaster. Kiev's energy secretary, German blah blah blah, declared in a message posted to Facebook on Monday. The last line connecting it with the energy system of Ukraine, separated due to the fire that occurred as a result of shelling. Any repair of the lines is impossible now. There are combat operations around the station, and the rest of the article goes on to say it was all a tactic of basically extortion for the Western government to think that we are on the brink of a nuclear disaster. Well, I've been saying it again and again as they were releasing those press releases. It looked very prepared to make that argument. And that's what Ukraine has been doing since the beginning. Just dangling the danger of a nuclear disaster to say, hey, you need to help us. All right, former conservative media employees discuss quitting Fox, getting fired from Cumulus for refusing to take the vaccine. Mainstream conservative media is just as subversive as the left. So they talked at the National File with, apparently Ben Shapiro was talking with some of people who have had to leave Fox News because they were coercing them to get the vaccine. So that doesn't look to me like a right-wing outlet. I think it's good that there's at least an attempt by Trump to get Fox News down. I don't know to what extent it can work, but it's good that we're trying, because Fox News must go down. It has converted from the monopoly of cable TV to now the monopoly of Susan Wojcicki and YouTube. Hopefully, alternative paths will develop for people to drive their attention toward other things. Project Veritas has been having a couple of good releases in the last few days. Democrat South Carolina, U.S. Senate candidate Chrishell Matthews, you gotta treat white people like shit. They had a couple of hidden cameras. They caught a couple of school administrators and school teachers who were admitting also that they were pushing CRT propaganda in the school and directly under the table. So good job, Project Veritas. They are catching a lot of people, which proves that what we've been saying about the current world, that it's anti-white, that it is pre-genocidal, It's happening, and Project Veritas is pulling those facts from reality. From the very mouths of people who hate us. Tesla delivers 76,000 vehicles in China for August after Shanghai resumes normal production. It's amazing that they succeed at doing this. Are Tesla cars as overpriced in China as they are in the US? Because I don't understand. Maybe there's lots of rich Chinese people who want to buy those. And the power grid of California is going down so regularly that now you have a new phenomenon. The hospitals and the big institutions are buying these gigantic diesel generators so that they can produce electricity in the event that California keeps people from having electricity because of, they call them the blackouts and the brownout. I had never heard this term. There are brownouts in California where it's like not everyone is cut, but many people are cut. So here you have the state government saying we're going to reduce energy use so that we can meet our environmental goals. And then you have the people and the institutions that react by they're going to have to burn the fuel themselves. Not a very efficient way to operate and to deal with the needs in electricity of the population. Leaked recording of private meeting reveals Israel withheld data on COVID vaccine injuries. Why? We are currently the victim of a spam attempt. But this spam attempt accuses me of being a Canadian mocking California and being a Trudeau lover. We're just going to block you guys because you guys are coming with the large letters and spamming the chat. I'm a Trudeau lover. And now I'm being accused of being a Jew. Wow, it's a refined spam attempt here. Very refined. I'm being accused of being a Trudeau lover, and I shouldn't laugh at California. So, are you guys right-winger spammers? Because I've never seen a right-winger troll defend California. That's bizarre. Leaked recording of private meeting reveals Israel withheld data on COVID vaccine injuries. We have to think about how... So this is a communication between Israeli officials. We have to think about how to write it and how to present it correctly so this will not yield to lawsuits later. Wait. You said everything will pass and you can get vaccinated. And now look what happened to me. So again, the whole pro-vaccination system is hiding so much stuff that now some of it is bound to come to light. We have nurses that died. We have these officials who are like, hey, I'm getting secondary effects. And no, we have to frame it in a certain way. Unbelievable that so many officials have been basically engaging in public deception like this, and there's no one talking about it in the media. Pentagon halts deliveries of F-35 fighter jets after discovering a component manufactured in China. So that's something I didn't know, but there's apparently a law that all the U.S. military material cannot be made from Chinese products. But in this case, it was really just the metal, basically. The metal component was coming from... It's a magnet containing an alloy used in part of the integrated power package. So it's kind of autistic to be to be rejecting the Chinese magnet. It's like, what can happen? They cannot have made the magnet not work. It's a magnet. You can test it, and if it works, then it works. Fanatical Socialist sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, I am a threesome enjoyer, as the world needs more of my genes than the carrying capacity of a single womb. Well, if you are such a threesome enjoyer, you are also a denier of the value of dedicated parenthood. And so you're going to fill the world with babies, but you won't have the time, and you won't have this proper social and family structure to give quality time to the raising of these children. So good luck with your R strategy. I'm sure it would fare better than me in Africa, but I'm not sure it would fare better than me in Canada. Russian archaeologists claim uncovered medieval Jewish Khazar kingdom's capital. That would be an important discovery if correct. Archaeologists discovered thousands of unique artifacts that suggest that the site may indeed be the kingdom's lost capital of Atil. One of the findings is a drawing of what appears to be a menorah, a seven-branch candelabrum that stood in the heart of the ancient Jewish temples. Other findings include coins, pottery, rings, and more. Well, confirmed. The Khazar people. People have been asking me about this since I talk about race on the internet, which is a long time. People have been asking me, Jeff, is it true that the Jews come from the Khazar people? And back then I had looked at the genetic aspect of all this, and I was not convinced by any of these arguments that the Khazar people would have given birth to the modern Jewish populations. That being said, my position is not contradictory to the idea that there may have been Jewish Khazar kingdoms. And so you can think that, okay, the Khazars were Jewish religiously, but that they are not the ancestors of the modern Western European Ashkenazi Jewish population. And if that finding is as described, they found menorahs, they found articles that you would expect perhaps in an ancient Jewish temple, then it would mean that this people that the Khazars are, I don't know much about them, but they may have been just religiously Jewish. Fractal Man sends a super chat. He says, do you think the impending blackouts in California will cause leftists to see the contradictions and dangers of ESG? If not, it seems nothing will wake these people up. No, I don't think, I think you need basically the leftists to be lacking the ability to survive. You need them to lack basic food and basic amenities before they realize anything, because they are on an ideological path, and they are on a self-deceptive path, because the leftists are revolving around the governmental system, and as such, they can't really see. They can't really see how harsh they are making the conditions to be, because they have stable salaries, they have stable arrangements of living, they basically have their own way to survive that is completely decoupled from the free market. So it's very late that a leftist will understand that their policies are obfuscating their own ability to survive. It's much later than the right wingers, because the right wingers were working on the free market. They are hit first and hard. If you are getting your salary from the government with guaranteed life insurance, guaranteed dental care, guaranteed health care, then you can take an increase of the gasoline price, and you can say, oh, well, we're doing it for the planet. We have further attempts at spam. I hope that the moderators are dealing with it live. I am also doing my own bannings here. My God, these people are motivated. Why arrest me, bro? And on top of it, they are promoting channels that are all right-wing channels that I kind of support. It's like, yeah, like the channels that you're trying to spam here to my audience are channels that I like, Red Ice TV. Those are all people I spoke to, Blackpilled. Those are people that I've had as a guest. It's going to be long to go through the whole spamming list, but yeah, I can recognize that these nicknames have not been. Well, we are exposing an entire group of drones that will all be banned from my channel going forward. So the big advantage is once they're blocked, they cannot annoy us much anymore. And we will also help Odyssey identify, because when Odyssey sees, okay, this account has been banned on seven different channels, it must be a spam account. all right, I banned many of them. Many of them. I don't know if how are you doing, people of the regular chat, while I do some banning? It's the fall. I can feel it. I can feel the winter coming. And today I've been getting my car back because I have two cars, and one of them was at the mechanic and it needed a battery update. And I needed that car to go pump oil, so I've been stacking heating oil today with my new pumping system that I've designed, and I'm getting prepared for the winter. Tomorrow I will do further trips of oil, and I will be ready for the coming winter. We have many logs. We bought two cords of logs, and we're gonna have hundreds of liters of heating oil, all to keep the place warmed. The spamming is continued. So now we have a different type of spam. It's more questions like, Jeff, how tall are you? And so I recognize here a signature of Owen Benjamin fans. When they are obsessed with the height of people, it comes from the Owen Benjamin part of the internet. Here, banned, banned, banned. Banned. Sorry, guys, but there's a lot of banning to be done. Okay, maybe I can do the rest offline, because it's true that all these comments will show up under the video, so I would have time tonight outside of the show to ban all these people. Silver Spider says Jeff doesn't have feelings to hurt. Lol. Exactly, that's what these that's what these spammers don't understand. They you can you don't have much emotional leverage on me. Like, you cannot really destroy my life. I have the revolutionary phenotype, motherfuckers, no matter what you're gonna say, no matter the hateful comment, no matter if you attack my personal life. I'm one of the greatest scientists in the history of human civilization. What are you gonna do about this? Well, one of the spammers actually asks a relevant question. He says, Jeff, are you the revolutionary anti-phenotype? Well, I am a representant of the DNA revolutionary phenotype. I stand for keeping it at DNA. So in a way, yes, but I wouldn't use the word. It's not an anti-phenotype. I am just a product of the DNA replicator. And so I object to revolutionary phenotypes that would challenge its existence. Dino Rogovich sends $5. He says, trolls make me want to donate. Well, thank you so much. Will Darnest says, how can JF survive with such a crappy stream? Well, it's less crappy when there's no spam. So the way I survive is by blocking, and I'm building basically a collection of blocked accounts, which, if banned, makes a pleasurable regular chat experiment. All right, we've blocked a lot. Let's finish with the few news that are left for us. Another Project Veritas work here. I alluded to it earlier. Trinity School, New York, director sneaking political agenda into classrooms, disrupt wherever I can. This is one of the favorite words of leftists, disrupt. I'm working as a ninja in the system to question the system, and I'm disrupting white supremacy. White sends $11. He says, let's all donate during bot attacks. Well, I appreciate, but white has been extremely generous to us, which is why we're actually doing extremely good from a financial perspective. I'm all set for the winter. Wow, there are some original nicknames in those spammers. There are some that I have to ban immediately. I will ban the gravest ones because the spammers have started attacking TRP. They are saying TRP is intellectual nonsense. Well, you're going to have to prove me wrong. For this, instead of spending time spamming on the internet, you're going to have to read the book. You're going to have to find what is wrong in my argument. And you're going to have to come and explain it to us. So, white boys, very entitled to express their opposite opinions. It's like, no, they are entitled to express their opposite opinion. They have rights. They have rights to have their opinions, and they have rights to express them. So what she's basically facing are students who see through her CRT bullshit, and they are just saying, hey, this doesn't make sense. And she concludes, oh, well, you're white. You feel entitled to have a different opinion. Well, they are entitled. That is correct. Fractal Man says, we have a nice intellectual discourse on this stream, yet this troll spends his days spamming and probably furiously self-pleasuring. How pathetic. Yes, I mean, when you reach the point where you have spam accounts on Odyssey, is when you have to review your entire life. You've spent too much time on Pornhub, not enough time in the real world making babies. If he had babies, I don't think he would spend time spamming us with all these insults. And they are like, they are adjusted insults, which is why I'm wondering, how does his spamming system work? Because he's feeding it like specific insults to me, so he can kind of type. He can type, put it in an Excel sheet, and then he launches his spam system, which will spam various repeated messages of it. That's fascinating, but Odyssey will eventually work against this. I'm sure they will find solutions to ban them out. There was a guy on 4chan, Gandalf, was saying, in order to be born, you needed 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, 16 second-great-grandparents, 32 third-great-grandparents, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 9th grandparents for you to be born today from 12 previous generations. Think for a moment. How many struggles? How many battles? How many difficulties? How much sadness? How much happiness? How many love stories? How many expressions of hope for the future did your ancestors have to undergo for you to exist in this present moment? And you want to be a femboy slut? That is a very good thinking. So a total of 4,094 ancestors in the vertical line that links you to the last 12 generations. 4,094 people have been needed to produce a single individual today. That is absolutely fascinating. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry that the spamming of the chat has been cutting our discussion, but I will be reviewing all these chats later tonight, and I'll be next time we'll have banned all of these accounts. That is, and yes, Sultan of NACL says JF likes to ban. Exactly, you're just giving me fun here because I'm gonna spend the night just clicking on block, 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 and tomorrow will be a new day. That is it for tonight. Much love. I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.